With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Oh, yes, a good Wednesday morning to one and all. It is Taz of the Moose with you. As we get going here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Pete and Mike across the way, Bogish, with your updates as we take you for the next 3 hours. Good morning, Taz. Happy hump day, brother.
Oh, yes, Moose. Hello, sir. Yes, looking forward to another great show here and a lot to cover. As usual, packed 3 hours. We've got a great guest coming on later on, Charlie Ward, action from NBA guards. NBA guard, I should say, coming on later on the show. So it'll be great talking to Charlie.
Yeah, Heisman Trophy show. Winner with Florida State.
That's right, bro.
National champion. Right. So we'll talk to Charlie a little bit about Kyler Murray and what he's up to now with the great work that he does with his foundation as well. So get his thoughts on what Kyler Murray, how he thinks he'll. His talents will relate going from college to the National Football League at his given size. So Charlie will join us coming up later on in the program, and we kick it off this morning with a big storyline that we chatted about yesterday morning in the first hour, and that was the back and forth that you saw from Tony Clark, president of the Players Association, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Taz, on this free agency period in Major League Baseball, the fact that you still had two big key position players, two stars in Machado and Bryce Harper out there yet to get the contracts that they are looking for. And we went through that whole debate yesterday.
Yes.
And then yesterday afternoon, Manny Machado signs his deal or agrees in principle to his deal with the San Diego Padres. 10-year, $300 million contract spurns the offer from the Chicago White Sox, which was 8 for $250 with incentives that could have put his deal well north of $300 million, but didn't want to do that, wanted the guaranteed money, gets 10 years, $300 million from a rebuilding San Diego team, and now everything has changed in terms of the conversation surrounding free agency because Machado gets the $300 million that he was looking for.
Yeah, it happened. Boom, done, right? I mean, amazing. One of the hottest, him and Bryce Harper, obviously hottest young MLB players having at it right now. And going to a team that's like, so-so in an amazing city and a beautiful place to live. He's going to make, obviously, tons of money. It's a place that he and his wife both say they love living in Southern Cal. So I've had the opportunity to go to San Diego several times in my life, and it's a beautiful spot, man.
Yeah,
so
great city.
It really is, right? So, congratulations
to
Machado and to all San Diego Padre fans. Right, Moose, if you're a Padre fan, you got to be happy about this. You got to be.
Yeah.
The team's investing, like we said yesterday, in a big-time guy.
Well, they are. And for Machado, he ultimately makes the decision that he takes the most amount of money, which you can't fault him for getting and for taking when you're looking at that kind of annual average, where you look at, he is 26 years of age. He has now set himself and his family up for the rest of their lives and his life. And it's all obviously guaranteed. But, I can't fault a guy for maximizing his value. Even if, the belief was that he wanted to be a Yankee, the Yankee offer of 10 years, $300 million wasn't there. I don't know if the Yankees had officially, and they didn't, made an offer to Machado's camp. They seemed to have turned a page from him. But if they had officially made an offer, I don't think it would have come close to the 300. Some had speculated maybe it would have been 8 for $225, something of that nature, not close to $300 million. So Machado didn't get the team that he was looking for to ink him or to offer him the contract he was looking for, and then he results in taking the most guaranteed money that was coming his way, and that ends up being the San Diego Padres, even after the Chicago White Sox bring in, best friends and family members and offer him 8 for $250, he decides to go to San Diego. And, Yeah, good for the Padres, good for their organization. Yeah. I think it's good for Major League Baseball because it's not one of the haves that added Manny Machado. It's not a major market team. And they are in a rebuild. And the pressure clearly for Machado, where it is not a case where he needs to win right away because he is not going to be that kind of a transformational talent, Taz, because they are in a massive rebuild.
Yeah, no, they are. And as you know, they have the top farm system in the game. So that's going to help them with a lot of young players in their farm system. But the thing for Machado, real quick, you know, as far as like with the Yankees and all that, I personally, in my opinion, I think this is the best move here. Not just the insane amount of money, $300 million, you know, 10 years, guaranteed money, yada, yada. We know, right? And that's awesome. But I just don't think, like, it probably would not have worked in New York or in a whatever, Philadelphia or in a Boston. I just don't think it would have worked for him because, you know, he's got that little bit of a, there's a little bit of a, kind of like, not a black cloud on him, but, you know, the hustle comment and all that kind of stuff. And there would be a spotlight on him in New York, as you know, Moose, especially as a New York Yankee. And just a spotlight, any little sign of anything of him slumping or him not running out of GB or anything like that, dude, you know, not just Yankee fans, New York media would roast him. Out in San Diego, oh, man, dude, kidding me? He's fantasy land out there, okay? There's going to be a lot less pressure on him. So I think for him personally, it will help him, you know, because he does have that little bit of a reputation on him that he's not exactly loved for a hard-nosed, hard-ass guy
Harper. He said it as much. I mean, right. In that athletic piece when he was a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? So yeah. That he is not, quote-unquote, Johnny Hustle, and then tried to walk those comments back. See, yeah, I do think it's certainly for him a less pressurized spot, and certainly the coverage isn't going to be as strong as if he had signed with a major market team. Now, he goes to I do think Machado, wherever he ended up, was going to hit. And was going to hit a ton. So I think he would have let his bat do the talking. I think if you put him in the middle of that Yankee lineup, I think he would have hit I think he would have been a 40-plus home run guy. I think if you stick him in the lineup in Chicago with the White Sox, I think he's going to be a 40-plus home run guy. And even going to a pitcher's ballpark in San Diego, you know, I think he'll probably be a 35-plus 40 home run guy. At least, and I think it's great value where you look at the 10-year contract of the guy that's 26, because I think probably 7 of those 10 years, Machado's basically going to be in the prime of his career.
Right, getting great years
and you're going to get great years out of Machado. I get the fact that there isn't that you know, searing coverage, or the fan base isn't as intense, and clearly the pressure's not there to win, Taz, but until Machado proves himself to be a different style of player, you know, that tag is going to hang with him for quite some time, whether it be in San Diego. And now he's not going to face boos in San Diego, but New York, Chicago, wherever he might have ended up, that's going to be there with him because he brought it upon himself. We said it at the time, nobody heard his free agency more with his own mouth than Manny Machado. And it's unfortunate that he did, but that's exactly
right.
What Machado did.
Right, you're correct. The thing is, like, my point is, for him to be out there in San Diego and, you know, doing his thing out in San Diego, yeah, he's going to do some great stuff for sure. I just think that comment and that lack of hustle, not the you know, not exactly Mr. Charlie Hustle, you know, that will kind of slowly dissolve much quicker being in a spot where there's less of a spotlight on you. In a market where there's a lot going on out in San Diego, there's a lot of, you know, people just chilling, fun, and all that stuff. People are working hard out there, too. I don't want to paint like it's just fantasy land. But it's not as intense if he's playing for the White Sox or playing for the Yankees. It's just not. And you know that. I mean,
I understand it's not. The question is, what kind of player is he going to be after he signs the contract?
Correct.
I mean, that's you know, I don't. And that's the questions that Buck Showalter tried to answer when he was still with the Orioles, and then he was let go by the Baltimore Orioles as manager down there of the Birds, is that he said he never had an issue with Manny Machado, but said he didn't know how he would react once he gets paid, because that's a significant amount of money, and some guys rest on their laurels, and some guys use that and continue to grind to be great baseball players or great athletes, great players regardless of sport, and that's the question he had with Machado. So if there was a little dog in him before he got the contract, what's he going to be like after he gets a $300 million 10-year guaranteed deal? What is Manny Machado going to be like then? Is he going to be laying it on the line like he did before he got the contract that he just received yesterday from San Diego?
Well,
that question needs to be answered.
I think it's a great question. It's a great point, too, because it's like, you know, you see that a lot sometimes in athletes where the big money contract could go one of two ways. It either motivates them even heavily because they want to earn their keep and they want to make the organization proud, their teammates proud, their coaches proud, and most importantly, the fan base proud. Or you get a lot of players that get complacent. Like, yeah, I got guaranteed money. You know what, man? I already played, 40 games this year. I'm a little banged up. You know what? My hip's a little sore. I'm going to kind of take a couple of games off. We're not going to the postseason anyway. You know, I'll miss it. That could happen with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing could happen with Machado. But yet, he's an ultra-talented guy. When he's motivated, he's a straight-up baller. So we'll see. You're right. What's it going to be like once he's inked up and they start playing?
Yeah, and that's a question that needs to be answered. And for the Yankee fan, and we'll get to the kid in the video yesterday down in Tampa here in a little bit.
Malusis Jr.
Right, exactly right. We'll get to that in a little bit, Taz. But for the Yankees, usually they are, big game hunters when it comes to the postseason. And it appeared that they were not in any way, shape, or form all in on Machado, even though they tried to trade for him on two occasions for the Baltimore Orioles, that they did not feel comfortable giving him the kind of money that he was looking for. And for a Yankee team that made sure last year they got under that luxury tax threshold to make sure that they did reset, and they're back over it again this offseason. Usually the Yankees are one of those teams that when they have a guy that they've targeted in the past and he hits free agency, that they go get him.
Oh, I know. They get what they want.
And
I've seen
Manny Machado, and Machado, they did not. And they're not in on Bryce Harper reportedly either. So you're going to have two guys that are, generational-type talents as everyday baseball players, and it looks like the Yankees are going to take a pass on both of them as Machado ends up in San Diego. Because if the Yankees wanted to, they could offer Manny Machado more money.
Just going
to
say that. I was just going to say that. If they really wanted, they could offer him the money. And so obviously there's something there, whatever that is, that the Yanks were like, we're going. This is where we're going with the money, and we're not going any higher.
Yeah,
and you got to respect that. Respect that.
Well, yeah, that's fair. It's just different. I mean, it's just especially when you charge the amount of money that the Yankees charge in the Bronx to watch their team play. Now, they're a 100-win team a year ago. They're going to be probably a 100-win team this year. They've improved the starting rotation, acquiring Paxton. The bullpen is lights out. If Judge doesn't go through a 2-month injury, you've got Judge, you've got Stanton.
The lineup's not bad.
You've got Andujar, you've got Gary Sanchez, you've got Gleyber Torres, you've got Aaron Hicks. I mean, there's an embarrassment of riches when you look at that Yankee lineup, but it is a change in the business model as well. And really, the acquisitions of Giancarlo Stanton 2 off-seasons ago led the Yankees to not be involved in any of these free agents this off-season because they've already allocated that kind of money to Stanton.
Yeah, look, for me, I got no dog in a fight with that. So as far as if the Yankees got Machado or whatever, I wouldn't, as a Met fan, it wouldn't bother me. Whatever, it is what it is. But I'll tell you, I respect the Yankees organization for not backing in, not one, not two, but three Brinks trucks for this guy. Okay, they hit their money, they knew what they were willing to go, and that obviously the negotiations ended and they moved on. Where it seems like the White Sox told a totally different story. They seem, and I'm sure we'll get to that, where they seem a little bitter and upset about that. They thought they made an insane offer, which they did. But I respect when teams, I know some fans get upset when a team doesn't go all in like crazy on a guy. But I respect if a team makes a major, major, healthy, thick, fat offer, okay, and they back in the Brinks truck. And I respect that. And if that player wants another Brinks truck, and the team's like, you're getting a little too, you're getting a little too greedy here. I respect when the team says, we'll pass. I mean, because you can't get like that. You can't, if you're becoming a pig about it, it's. And look, I'm like you. I'm all for Machado getting the amount of money he got for him, and he did what he had to do when he got the $300 million and 10-year guarantee. God bless him. Good for him. I don't blame the guy. He did the right thing, for him and his family and his career. He did. But I also, from a team perspective, my opinion, I like when teams make the big fat offer and then they hit their wall and like, we're not going anymore. That's it. When we want to play the leverage game, fine, but we're not going anymore. I like that.
Okay.
What the Yanks did, I respect what they did.
Yeah.
Because they got an insane team in lineup as it is,
right.
You just laid out.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're the Chicago White Sox, you're probably regretting the fact that you didn't, especially with an organization that's looking for that another, you know, that standard star, that guy that's going to kind of build around where you've got an owner that it's 82 years of age. Maybe their thought process is maybe we could offer it a little bit more instead of the incentives on top of the $250 million. Maybe they could offer more guaranteed money, and Machado would be a Chicago White Sox on this Wednesday morning and not a member of the San Diego Padres. I don't disagree. I mean, it's just a change for the Yankees that you haven't seen in the past. I mean, the Yankees usually when there's a guy that they've loved in the past, they went out there and got him. Now with the strength that they have in their young stars, they decided to say, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We're going to move on, especially with after those Machado comments. That's different. And for the White Sox, I they have every right to be upset. When you go all in and you put it out there and you feel like you have the best financial package, you can make the most money if Machado hits some, you know, hittable incentives, Taz. If you're the White Sox, you've got to be disappointed. And they, as they said yesterday, they were stunned that Machado's not a member of the White Sox. He's a member of the San Diego Padres.
They're mad. They're angry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would, if I was a member of the front office of the White Sox, if I would exemplify that verbally, say it publicly. But I think the White Sox fan base respects that and they like that. And, you know, they like that the front office would be publicly PO'd and say it. Because they're speaking on behalf of the fan base. Like, hey, we wanted this guy. We made an insane offer, and you know, and he passed. Well, look, and you can't get mad at Machado, in my opinion, if you're a White Sox fan. Machado's doing business for how he's got to do business. And maybe he just didn't want to live in Chicago a lot of the year. Maybe his wife didn't want, you know, listen.
No, he can choose whatever the hell he wants to do.
It's his free country. It's his option,
yeah.
Obviously. You know?
I mean, they did bring in some friends and family members to try and make it as comfortable as he could. But,
like heavy recruiting situation
going
on there.
Yes. Here's Kenny Williams, White Sox vice president, on the news that Machado is going to be a Padre.
Wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
Oh my God. Very surprised. There are a few other words that you could put on that, but still a little bit of disbelief. You know, the one thing that I can say, and I just told Rick this not long ago, and I will tell Jerry and our coaching staff and our players. I feel we put our best foot forward, and Jerry in particular really, really stepped up. If the offer that I'm seeing or the acceptance of the offer that I'm seeing is true, then actually our offer had the opportunity for Manny to surpass that.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, the opportunity, but not guaranteed. So, I mean, that's where there is a difference. Once Machado signs that contract in San Diego, that $300 million is coming his way. He was guaranteed $250 by Chicago. Here's Rick Hahn, their general manager, the White Sox, that is.
Trying and falling short isn't sufficient, so I'm going to take the next few hours and to continue to be pretty pissed off about this and certainly look at our offer and say in some elements it's superior. So I don't know what the trigger was. I do not want to say this only comes down to money. I know that we were aggressive, and I know our offer was extremely competitive, and I know I'm standing here right now disappointed that it didn't get it done.
Oh, my God, move on, please.
Well, there you go.
Really,
you I mean, it's right after the...
No, we got to move on, bro. Really, you know that.
Get over it. It's Bryant.
I mean, you know that. You don't hear the Yankees doing that.
No,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, but the Yankees are in a situation where they don't need them to win.
But even if they were, listen, me being a born and raised New Yorker, not a Yankee fan, my whole life, okay? I know there is no way in hell the Yankees would ever act the way the White Sox just said. Publicly, they wouldn't. I don't think they would do that.
No,
they would touch on it a little
stories.
Bit and they'd move. Well, maybe that, but I'm just saying.
They wouldn't come out and publicly do it, but they'd leak stories to the media about them being
different.
Upset.
That's different as opposed to them saying it.
Randy Levine.
I know. I'm just like, to me, I think about like, I talk a lot about Vince McMahon, like, because I respect him, but like he would never, and I've seen it, where certain guys or girls he wanted to get under contract, wrestlers there, and it didn't come through. And they either went and signed a deal in Japan or at that time with WCW in the late 90s. he would never, ever. And I don't show your hand. You don't sell it, as we call it. You don't sell it. Just move on.
Listen, I get that. I understand it. But for the White Sox, they felt like a little bit of a loved one scorned.
You think?
Yeah. Jeez, there's no question about it. But a good day, I think, overall for Major League Baseball to see Machado in San Diego. With the Padres, a small market team, as they rebuild, he gets the contract that he's looking for. So the first big chip to fell yesterday. Now we'll see we'll see where Bryce Harper does end up. Is it Washington? Is it Philadelphia? Where will Bryce Harper decide to ink the contract? And what kind of financial package? If Machado got $300 million, where's the number going to be where you look at Bryce Harper? Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose on a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Manny Machado!
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Wednesday morning with you. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 50% or more on car insurance.
Now, Moose, we're talking about the big, big 10-year guaranteed $300 million deal. Manny Machado to the San Diego Padres. Let's hit the phone line here, my friend. Let's go out to California. Talk to Kareem. Kareem, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm good. And yourself, fellas? How you guys doing top of this morning?
What's up, Kareem?
Very good, man. Very good. What's up?
Good, man. So, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised, you know, that San Diego was able to grab him. I mean, you know, their pitching staff is kind of, you know, subpar. So, I mean, they got some good guys in that lineup, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's going to be a great contributor. But here's the deal. You know, he got a 10-year contract, but I'm looking at the first maybe 4, 5, 6 years is where he's going to have the majority of his productivity. You know, look at Albert Pujols. He signed that big deal with the Angels.
Yep.
And now he's on the end of, you know, he's a shell of himself out there in Anaheim. So, you know, you're hoping to get, you know, a good 4 or 5 years out of the guy. And I think last year was this, you know, top RBI year with 107 RBI. So, you know, we're going to see what he can do. As for Bryce Harper, I think that, you know, he had a subpar year as far as average. He didn't hit for high average, struck out a lot. So it still remains to see. I know they're saying that Philly is the front runner to grab him. The Giants are still kind of in the running, as they were saying a couple of days ago. But, you know, these guys getting the King's ransom, man, and, you know, you fail 7 out of 10 times. So, you know, I don't really see, you know, him being an impact, you know, over the back end of that contract. But, you know, maybe he could put up some good numbers. I know you guys was talking about before the break, the comment he made about being not having the hustle or lack thereof.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, like you said, he's not in a big market. He's in the NL West, so he's coming to see my Giants. So hopefully, man, he won't touch us too bad.
You know, the difference, though, Kareem, where you look at him and other guys that have hit free agency is his age. I mean, he's only 26.
He's young, yeah. Same thing with Harper. They're both the same age. They're young guys.
So, you know, you've got to be in baseball when you're, you know, 18 years of age, 18, 19 years old to be able to hit free agency, you know, in your mid-20s. Usually guys are, you know, 29, 30, some are even 31 years of age when they hit unrestricted free agency. I mean, you draw a comparison. Look at, you know, Robinson Cano, who's now a member of the Mets, right? And he's got
Jones,
5 years left on his contract.
Right.
He signed that 10-year deal with the Seattle Mariners for, what, $240 million.
Yeah.
He signed that when he was 31 years old.
Yeah, he's a lot older.
So, you're looking at a significant age difference when you look at a guy that's 26 as compared to a guy when it's 31. When you're looking at a primetime athlete.
And now my Mets got him. That's great. Okay. Let's go to Louisiana, talk to Dustin, who's listening on 103.7 FM. Dustin, what's up? You're on with Taz and the Moose right here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, y'all? Man, I just can't believe how Chicago's whining about this man, the Machado guy. I mean, how much did they think they were going to actually going to change their life around with Manny Machado? And how are they surprised that this dude chooses the 619 over dreary and snowy Chicago? You couldn't pay me to go live in Chicago. I mean, it is a simple fact. It's not just about money. It's where am I raising my kids?
Yeah, quality
of life. How are we going to be on vacation all this time, and then y'all going to expect me to choose Chicago over that? No.
Well, yeah, no, and it's Dustin, I hear what you're saying. There are some beautiful spots in the suburbs of Chicago. Chicago's also a beautiful city. I do get your point, though. I understand. I do understand that, but we have a lot of great listeners in the Chicago area, so I don't want to just diss them. But I know what you're saying, Dustin. You know what I mean? But
you're choosing a place to live, you'd rather live in San Diego than Chicago.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Around.
Dustin, we appreciate the call. I'm just trying to give love to everybody in this country.
I understand that's what I believe in.
You can't
walk the line every single time.
Can't walk the line.
San Diego's a nicer city to visit and to live in weather-wise.
Yeah.
Quality of life year-round. It's not minus 55 on a winter's day in San Diego.
Well, like I said, there's beautiful suburbs in Chicago.
I love Chicago.
I mean, the inner city is a lot of crime. My point is
I'm looking at the weather-wise. Chicago's a beautiful city. You're going to look at...
Well, in the summer, it's warm.
It is warm. But, yeah, and there's lake life.
San Diego versus anywhere is losing.
Yeah. There is. Right there on Lake Michigan.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
Lake life. Yeah.
What's up, Bogish?
Moose, Taz, good
morning.
Good morning. Kentucky and Tennessee back on the court last night after the Wildcats snapped the Vols' 19-game win streak on Saturday. Now at number 4 in the AP poll, Kentucky... A 66-58 win at Missouri. It wasn't pretty, but John Calipari doesn't care.
These kids aren't machines, and they're not robots. We just played Tennessee. It was the hyped-up game and this, that. To come on the road with a team that you know plays hard.
P.J. Washington, Tyler Hero each scored 18 for Kentucky. Tennessee's back on track. A 58-46 win over Vanderbilt. 14 points, 11 rebounds for Grant Williams. Vandy, meanwhile, has lost 14 straight, tying the worst skid in program history. Number 15, Purdue, a 48-46 win at Indiana. They've won 3 in a row at Assembly Hall for the first time ever. Number 16, FSU, a 77-64 win at Clemson. Number 24, Maryland, a 66-65 win at 21st-ranked Iowa. From the NBA, the New York Times expects the Pelicans and acting GM Danny Ferry to re-engage the league about its reported requirement that Anthony Davis finish the season despite his trade request. The NBA might have threatened a $100,000 fine for every game a healthy Davis misses. Alex Rodriguez owned the two largest free agent contracts in American sports history until yesterday. Manny Machado's 10-year, $300 million agreement with the Padres trumping both. San Diego has now spent $474 million in free agency over the last two winters. Machado needs to pass a physical to finalize the agreement. Red second baseman Scooter Jeanette would like to get paid soon as well. He said yesterday he's heard nothing from the club about an extension. Jeanette avoided arbitration for $9.7 million for the coming season. The Jacksonville Jaguars have named Dom Capers a senior defensive assistant. And Broncos wideout Emmanuel Sanders replying to a tweet yesterday to say he will not restructure his deal in Denver. The veteran is due $13 million as he comes back from a torn Achilles. Cutting him would save the Broncos about $10 million. College football, former Houston head coach Major Applewhite expected to spend the coming season as an offensive analyst for Alabama. And finally, the hottest team on ice.
It's O'Reilly with Tarasenko. O'Reilly shoots, he scores! Bring out the Zamboni! It's a franchise record! 11 consecutive wins!
As the body points out, the Islanders didn't play last night, so I guess the Blues and their 11-game win streak.
My apologies. Yeah, exactly.
11 straight wins for the Blues now. 3-2 over the Leafs in overtime last night. That was Chris Kerber on Blues Radio. The Lightning win streak is just 7 after a 5-2 final in Philly. Nashville won in Dallas 5-3. The Penguins won in Jersey 4-3. And your Islander hockey drought ends tonight in Calgary.
Yeah.
That's a 9:30 Eastern puck drop, so have fun staying up for that.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Andrew.
Look at the update in the morning. But yes, absolutely. It's the hottest team in hockey, let's be honest. The Islanders, enough of that. Moose, so I go on the, on the internet yesterday, and I see you sort of little kid.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That was
Tampa. I had to, As soon as I saw this kid, okay, and I saw his disdain, his anger, his Yankee jersey, his little Yankee cap, and his hot take, I'm like, that had to be the Moose when he was a little kid. Like, the promo he cut was tremendous. This kid was a star. Yeah. And he took over the sports media yesterday. Everywhere. He was everywhere, this kid.
Everywhere.
The footage of him was awesome. It was good for the kid.
It was. Let's take a listen if you didn't hear it.
Manny Machado just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres.
I don't want to talk
about
for the Yankees.
Why not?
That's good. That's good. I don't want anybody for the Yankees. I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson. I don't want anybody.
He's so cute.
I mean,
yeah, he's really cute.
You can take any other guy in the league. I just don't want anybody. I mean, you're not going to take a guy you hate from another team.
Hey, Brett.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't happen.
Someone say Tom Brady.
What a cutie.
There you go.
That kid is very funny.
He became a legend on social media yesterday.
He did, dude. He was everywhere. I am not kidding. I swear.
Good thing
you,
there wasn't videos like 20 years ago,
dude.
Damn,
I'm just telling you. I'm not kidding. You know me. I don't blow smoke up anybody.
30 years ago,
caboose. That's not my style, especially yours. And I'm telling you right now. As soon as I saw this kid, I thought of you. I'm like, that is the Moose. That's
Mark Malusis.
When he was a kid, that's Moose.
Yeah, that was
hot take on the Yankees.
I might add a little. I might add a little bit more bass to my voice.
You know what I mean?
I didn't have a lisp.
No,
the kid was cute. I mean, the kid's adorable. I mean, it was a great rant.
He's kind of mean.
No, he was basically saying he wants true blue Yankees.
He's got a future in radio.
He doesn't want anybody else from the American League East. I mean, they're not getting Bogarts or Betts, but I get the point. And Donaldson's now a member of the Braves.
Yeah.
By the way, someone should let the kid know.
Let the kid know that. Yeah, kid, you're not so smart like you think.
The guy at the water cooler.
Yeah, the guy at the water cooler. Kid, let's correct the kid. I love him.
So cute.
No, yeah. That kid was not cute, in my opinion. Cute-looking kid, but he's a mean kid. He's a mean kid.
I like his dad putting his hat backwards in the middle of the rant so he could get focused.
Yeah, get focused.
Yes,
yeah, get,
so it see his nice. Face. It was adorable. See, here's the problem.
The kid should be in school.
No,
that's the problem.
Here's the issue, dude.
Wow.
Is that if that guy was, if that was at Port St. Lucie and he was a Met fan, you'd all be rejoicing.
No, not
you guys would be walking and be like, oh, Zach, can you do a bit? We got to get Bisseglia. Can we get this guy up?
I'd love to try to find him.
Can we try and find him?
He said about the
Mets. Oh, my God. I love him. He ripped the Nats and Harper. You got to get him up. If it was a Met fan, everyone would be rejoicing. Basically, you guys would be jumping on one another at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
But since he's a Yankee fan, he's annoying. So that's annoying by you guys.
I loved him. I loved him.
Thank you, Mike. He'd end up being like junior Mr. Met, making the actual mascot.
Right.
Get rid of Mr.
Met. The first pitch on opening day.
Put him on the hat.
There'd be a bobblehead. Taz would have made a T-shirt by 10 a.m.
He'd be doing the updates.
Right.
Send
exactly
another guy.
Right. Exactly right. He'd be like a conquering hero. I'd be like, man, you're my hero.
His name's Zach, right?
I think
that's his name.
You're probably right about that.
All little kid's named Zach.
No, but yeah, the kid was great.
Yeah, good for him.
He was great. It's a little, you know, and that's the reaction from some Yankee fans after Machado, playing the point that he made earlier. The Yankee fan wasn't exactly, it's a change in the business model, but they weren't exactly clamoring that they needed to have Manny Machado on this team because I think the Yankee fan enjoys watching a lot of the youngsters play.
Right, and, you know, it's interesting. What's interesting to me, though, about this whole Machado thing, like what the L.A. Dodger fan thinks, or even the Oriole fan, once he went to L.A. and now he's out in San Diego, you know. But the Dodger fan to me is interesting because, like, did you want him to stay on that team? You know, did you really want him to stay on that team? Because there is that whole hustle thing we talked about earlier. That's over this kid Machado. So, but I wonder what the Dodger fan thinks. So give a call, 855-212-4227. Or if you're a Padre fan and you're happy about this, or if you don't have a dog in the fight and you just want to talk about it, feel free to call.
Well,
so it's an excellent topic that a guy could get $300 million guaranteed money. But I think you make a great point. At his age and Harper's age, 26, 25,
yeah,
they're young guys. And your point is well taken.
If you're going to invest, right. And
you're
that's
getting
where
prime years.
Well, and that's where people have the debate, Taz, yesterday. Oh, you can't give, you know, 10-year contracts aren't worth it. 10-year contracts aren't worth it. When the guy's 29, 30, 31 years of age, yeah, that's fair. When I'm paying a guy into his early 40s, Taz, I have the understanding. I get the idea of you know, maybe the last 4 years of that deal are going to be really below average years based on what that player is. But when a guy is 25, 26 years of age and hits unrestricted free agency and I'm investing 10 years, I know it's $300 million. And I know people are going to say, nobody's worth $300 million. But Taz, at 25, 26 years of age, you can make the argument for that deal more so than when a guy's 31 years old.
Absolutely. Unlike my Mets, who, like you mentioned earlier, you know, Cano, I mean, coming from the Mariners, he's 36 years old. He's 36 years old.
Right, but.
I mean, like, yeah, but no.
But they're 36. Trying to win right away.
I know, but
Brody's trying to
36.
Change everything.
No, I like Brody, but like, this whole
5
thing.
5 years, $120 million.
Yeah.
Got exactly. A little bit of that relief. Let's hear from the kid down there again.
Oh, no.
Down in Tampa.
No,
just one more time. It's a great rant.
Enough.
Just come on.
I don't want anybody for the Yankees.
Yes.
I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Beck.
Yes.
I don't want Donaldson. I don't want any of those guys.
No.
I mean, you can mother. Take any other guy in the league. I just don't want anybody. I mean, you're not going to take a guy you hate from another team.
Hey, Brett.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't happen.
Honest, Joe. Right. Let's
don't
be honest.
Don't interrupt the
comment,
kid.
I don't think his comment made sense at the end.
What is
he saying about? It's kind of like taking Tom Brady. If you hate a guy, you take Tom Brady and put him on the Dolphins. What is he talking about?
Well, he doesn't. What do you mean?
Well, I'm thinking about this kid's comments. They're not really valid.
Well, no. Stop. Stop. He's like a 10-year-old kid. Can the kid finish the rant before some guy's yelling out to Brett Gardner for an autograph? Let the kid go. Hey,
no,
Brad, right, yeah, I know. Let the kid go.
Didn't want any of those guys.
He wants Yankees.
Yeah, he does.
He wants Yankees.
Gotta respect
him. Oh, it's tremendous.
Like, stop turning.
No, it's a great
no, I respect the kid.
Stuff. Right, but think about this. Even when the Yankees miss out on a free agent, they still grab headlines.
Oh, God, here we go.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 is your number to call.
It was funny the first time. It was enough.
No, it's
not. Actually better watching
it. It's great.
The audio doesn't help this.
Oh, the audio is fantastic. It's great. Like I said, if you was a fan of any other team other than the Yankees, you guys would be falling over one another to play the cut.
But Pete hit it again. You already said about
playing it again.
He loves
it. I'm going to play some drops over it.
Yes.
It's Taz and the Moose, CBS
funny.
Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
On a Wednesday morning, as we come to you live here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius at XM 206 app as well. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You guarantee low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
You know, Moose, we talk a lot about Manny Machado, the big, big deal, the big $300 million guaranteed money deal, the San Diego Padres and their fan base. They're very happy. Let's go down to Houston, Texas, though, and speak with Kurt. Kurt, you are on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Kurt, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
How you doing, boss?
What's up,
Kurt? Hey, man, this whole Manny Machado thing, man, you know, personally, I don't agree with paying a player that much money. I think it's just ridiculous. I mean, I understand what the Padres are trying to do. They're trying to rebuild their organization. I mean, you know, you got to have somebody that can compete with the Dodgers in the National League, right? And especially if it's in the division. But, man, I mean, ain't nobody talking about the Astros. I don't understand it. We just got a stacked lineup, stacked pitching. I might be a little bit of a homer, but you know, we don't have any players on our roster that make that kind of money. I mean, these guys they want to play baseball and they want to go out and win.
Yeah, I mean, you tried to trade for one last July. I mean, the Astros thought they had a deal done with Washington for Harper, and they did before the Nats pulled out on the deal. So,
yeah, well,
I mean, and I know you're not going to give Harper the kind of money that he's looking for. No one's talking about Houston because they're a given. I mean, everything you said is right. I mean, they do have a stacked lineup. They have a good starting rotation. They've answered some of the concerns about the back end of the bullpen. You won a World Series 2 years ago. You've got a big game pitcher in Verlander. I mean, what's not to like about the Houston Astros? I mean, but they just didn't sign Manny Machado to a 10-year, $300 million contract. We'll talk a lot about the Astros. We'll give them all the credit, Kurt, down there in Houston.
Kurt, we appreciate
the call.
Don't worry.
You should be excited about your Astros this year.
I'd also
they're a good baseball team.
Absolutely. There's no doubt in that. I mean, they're a power. But the thing is, like, I mean, it's interesting that Kurt called, and we appreciate him calling because you're not hearing a lot of people say what Kurt said. A lot of people aren't public saying, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Don't pay a ball player that kind of money. You know, I mean, some people think it, but I think most people, either fans or people that do what we do, would say, hey, listen, you can't fault a guy like Machado to take whatever money he can take, get whatever money he can get. You know, and even if you can't really rip, most people aren't ripping what the Padres did here. And you're going to see a similar deal happen somewhere. Hopefully it's not Philadelphia, speaking as a Met fan, with Harper. You know, probably sooner rather than later, because I do think this thing gets escalated here. I think the Harper thing gets escalated now because Machado dropped before Harper did.
There were some teams that were not in on Machado because of the comments that he had said to tell The Athletic last year and the Johnny Hustle comments, not being that. I don't know if it's just the case that they feel like they fell short in the Machado chase, but the reports out of Philadelphia were that they're all in on Harper, not so much as far as Machado was concerned because of their issues with what he had to say and some of the concerns they had as an organization. Should they give Machado the 10-year contract that he was looking for that he eventually got in San Diego? And really, Machado, if you're a naysayer and you say, well, I would never have paid him after those kind of comments, I think money will change him. I don't think it'll motivate him. Maybe it'll make him lazy. Well, only time will tell here. And he's got to prove a lot of those naysayers wrong. But for the Major League Baseball, it works because you want to have your star players all over the sport, not just condensed in four, five, six big cities. And you want to see some of those smaller market teams spending. And you saw one yesterday in San Diego. Now it's a different smaller market team because they're the only team in town. They're the only professional sports team in town. There is no football now with the Chargers playing in Los Angeles.
Right, right.
There's no hockey, obviously. And there was one at one point in time, NBA, but there's no NBA
AAF.
Basketball.
You got AAF too, Moose.
Well, that's easy.
No, AAF, bro. What do you mean? The Bulls.
Of the four,
no, not
of,
the Bulls.
Well,
they're not the Bolts. They get the AAF.
Yes, the fleet. It's the San Diego
fleet. Wow. Pardon. You know you're AAF.
I do.
Wow.
AAF. Yeah. You're the AAF expert.
I thought I was. I guess I'm not. I didn't know they were Bolts.
It is the San Diego fleet. But fleet. I would not put Bolts. The AAF in the same conversation with the NFL.
I know. It's kind of quasi. Yeah. You're right. I'm just busting chops.
No.
I'm teasing.
The fleet.
The fleet.
You should really know your AAF. You should really know your AAF.
I got to work on it. Yeah. I know. I watch enough of it for 2 weeks.
You should know those nicknames.
Yeah, mascots. Well, listen, I don't know. To me,
a nickname.
It's a mascot. More of it's not a nickname. The name of a team is a mascot.
It's not a mascot. It's a team name.
Yeah, but it's not a nickname.
Not everyone. The Yankees don't have a mascot.
Well,
they once did.
If you want to talk mascots, we got the best mascot, New York Mets. Mr. Met is the most disgruntled, angry, mean mascot in pro sports. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So that's
right. It's not a nickname. It's a team name.
It's a team name.
Right,
bro.
But it's not a mascot.
Well, you're right. It's not a mascot. A mascot's someone.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Just say it.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yeah, you said nickname. Nickname is something that the little kid.
I said I was wrong.
Yeah, all right. And that's a rarity.
You did
say you were wrong.
I did. You can't admit that you're wrong.
Whoa, that's a rarity. Hold on a minute.
AAF. The San Diego Bulls?
Fleet,
what are they called?
Fleet. I'll never forget it.
What is their name?
And then after you said
what
fleet, I called them the Bolts.
We're getting to the Antonio Brown saga in Pittsburgh as they got some clarity there. We'll do that next. It's Taz and the Moose with you on this Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.